This week on the Digital Marketing Scoop, we're talking about how to use your old video content to get on the front page of Google. Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of the Digital Marketing Scoop. So this week we're going to talk about using your video content to help improve your Google rankings. So within Google, you know, if you do a search, you're going to see video content for an awful lot of searches on that front page. And a huge amount of that content is pulled from YouTube, which of course is owned by Google. So there's a good chance you have, you know, a bank of content maybe that you don't even know about. Maybe you have all your Instagram stories. You might have customer testimonials. You might have product reviews. Maybe interviews with clients and customers. There's probably an awful lot of content you have that you may have used on social media. Why aren't you repurposing that and using that on YouTube? So there's two great benefits to this. One is, as I say, getting on that front page of Google. And I'm going to give an example of a client of ours where we did that in a minute. But also as well, YouTube is an amazing search engine. People go in there looking for content. And of course, it's also, you know, kind of a social media network. People discover content on YouTube. So what I would recommend doing is taking your existing content, seeing how you can chop that up, whether it's testimonials, product reviews, maybe, as I say, interviews, Instagram stories, chopping a load of those together into a vlog. There's you know, the endless possibilities. But what I recommend doing basically is using the title of your YouTube video to think about what your customer is potentially searching, not just on YouTube, but what they might be potentially searching in Google, and using a high impact thumbnail on your YouTube video. So when you're scrolling through YouTube, I bet you there are certain videos that jump out at you. So a really well-designed thumbnail will often have kind of over-the-top, exaggerated text that's going to grab your attention, and also maybe imagery that really jumps out at you and bold colors that jump out at you. So having a good thumbnail on your YouTube video can make a big, big difference to its performance and in terms of the amount of views you're going to get. So I'm going to give you an example of a client of ours. A client of ours is called Douglas Forest and Garden. They sell lawn and garden machinery. And they have a specific product called the iMow. It's a robotic lawnmower. Really cool. So we wanted to make sure anybody searching in Cork for an iMow is going to see them. So we did all our SEO work on the website. You go to Google, you search iMow Cork. They're up there. But, you know, the first results. We also want them to show under the video. So we created a video for them around the iMow, published that to YouTube, and optimized the title tag of that video around iMow Cork. And over time now, that video is also showing on the first page of Google for iMow Cork. Really, really simple stuff you can be doing. You don't need to be going out even creating new video content. I think a huge amount of content is published to social media, to Facebook, to Instagram, and it's just not being used on YouTube. And YouTube can, you know, really drive an awful lot of traffic to your business directly through the platform and indirectly through being listed on the first page of search results. So think about what content you have that you can be reusing on YouTube from your social media platforms. Because it can have a really, really big impact. As I say, break it down so that the title on your YouTube video is, you know, think, not that you want to write for the search engines, but you want to actually write in, okay, what's my potential customer going to be searching? And again, you know, go to Google, scroll down to the, type in your product or service, scroll down to the bottom and see the related terms people are using. And that can give you a good indication of maybe what you should be using in the title of your YouTube video. In your description then as well, you know, make sure to put in a good description of your video. You'll link back to your website, make it really easy for people to find you that way. As I say, a really good high impact thumbnail, something that's really going to jump out at people as they're scrolling through that feed on YouTube, that's going to make them want to click it. So that's how you can use your old video content to get on the first page of Google. Thanks for listening. That's been this week's episode of the Digital Marketing Scoop.